Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 93rd daf in Shas. We continue with the beautiful and important Agadatas on the bottom of Lamed Amabez, the last line. Tanu Rabbanan lo'olam yehi adam anuvasan kehillel. Person should be an anav, always like Hillel. V'lo yehi kapton kishamai. And he shouldn't be a kapton, someone who is by nature, someone who scrutinizes others and is hard on them. Ma'aseh b'shnei b'nei adam, we bring this out with a story with two people, shehimru zeh, that were mixed with each other. Rashi explains it means that they were spending time with each other, and they decided to come up with the following challenge. Amru, kol mi sheyelech v'yaknit es hilo, whoever goes and angers hilo, yitel dal mozuz, we'll get 400 zuz. Amar echamehen. So one of them said, "Ani aknitenu, I will go and make him angry." It happens to be Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. This daf is for Shabbos Kodesh, and I'm recording it on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And I'm sure it's not a coincidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to teach us an important lesson on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Oysa yoim Erev Shabbos. Hell yeah, that day was Erev Shabbos. V'hillel chofaf es roishay. Hillel was shampooing his head. Halach vava pesach pesai. This individual passed by the entrance of Hillel's house. Omar, mikan Hillel, mikan Hillel. Where's Hillel? Nisata v'yatzlik rasa. Hillel wrapped his head and went out to meet him. Amaloi b'ni, ma'ata mevakesh, my dear son, what do you want? Amaloi shelo yeshu l'shol. I have a question. Amaloi shal b'ni shal, ask. No rush. Mipnei ra roshen shal bavloim saglogalios. He asked him, why is the head of the Babylonians pointed? Amalei b'nei she'elah g'dolah shalta. Asked a big question. Mipnei she'ein lehem chayos pekachos. They don't have wise midwives. And what happens is, when the child comes out, then their head becomes pointed. It could very well be that we know today that if the child's head is squeezed during childbirth, then that could affect the shape of the head. Halach v'imtin shach, as he went and he waited another hour. Chazav amar, mikan ilo, mikan ilo, satav yatzal akros. So again, the same thing repeated. Hill went out to greet him. Amar lei, b'ni ma'ata mevakesh, asked Hillel, what are you looking for? Amar lei, she'elo yeshli l'shal. I have a question. Amar lei, she'elo, b'ni shal, ask. Mipnei inin shel tarmudayin trutos. Why is it that the eyes, people of Tarmud, are... Here there are different opinions on trudos. Some the conventional pshat is to say that their eyes are soft. Amalai b'ni she'elah g'dolah shalta. You're asking a big question. P'nei shadarim bein hacholos. They live in sandy areas. I always wondered whether the pshat trutos would be their eyes are slanted, closed, and very narrow to prevent the sand from coming in. Halach v'imtin sha'achas. He went and he waited for an hour. Chazar, he returns. Mikanil, satav yatzal krasa. Amalei b'ni ma'atam evakish. He says, what are you looking for? Amalei she'ela yeshu lishal. I have a question. Amalei shal b'ni shal. Mipnei maraglaim shal afrikayim rechovos. Why is it that the feet of the Africans are wide? Amalei b'ni she'ela gdol shaltam b'nei shadarin b'im b'tzai hamayim. The Africans live amongst a lot of mud. So in order that they have more leverage and they don't sink into the mud, their feet are wide to give them more balance. He wasn't getting anywhere. Hillel's answering him calmly as the hours go on. He says, I have many questions of Messiah and Nishema Tichos, and I'm afraid that you might get angry at me. So he wrapped himself and sat in front of him. Amalei, I've got all the time in the world. Kol she'ela she'esh lecha lishol she'al. All the questions you have asked. Amalei, atu hu Hillel shekari noischa nasi Yisrael. You're Hillel that they call nasi Yisrael. Amalei, hein. He said yes. Amalei, atu hu lo yirbu kumoscha Yisrael. There shouldn't be many like you. Amalei, b'ni b'pnei ma'i. He said, why do you say this? Amalei, b'pnei shavati al yotcha dal ma'ezuz. Because you caused me to lose 400 zuz because of the vet. Amelo, Hillel now responds to him sharp. Hevizor beruchacha, be careful with your ruach. Kedai Hillel shetiabit al yodai dal ma'ezuz. It's better that Hillel should cause you to lose 400 zuz. Vidalid me'ezuz. And even another 400 zuz. Vihillel lo yachid. But Hillel, who was the Nasi, should not be Makbid. That's how important the Mida of Savonus is. There was a Gentile came from Shammai. Amaloi said to him, Kama Torahs yesh lachem? How many Torahs do you have? Amaloi. Shammai said to him, Shtayim. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. Amaloi Shebiksav, Ani Mamincha. He said, in the Torah Shebiksav, I believe it. Shebalpeh, Ani Mamincha, I don't believe in the Torah Shebalpeh. Girani, Almanah, Shetalam Dating Torah Shebiksav. I want to convert on the condition that I'll learn Torah Shebiksav, and not Torah Shebalpeh. Voitziu Benazifa. And Shammai kicked him out in anger. Koifer in Torah Shebalpeh. Well, the Fnei Hillel, the Ger came in front of Hillel. Gairei and Hillel actually converted him. Yom HaKama, the first day that he came to learn, Amalei Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. He taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet in the right order. L'machar Apichle, the next day he taught him a Dalet as an Aleph, a Gimel as a Beis. Amalei Va'et Malo Amarta Lihachi, but last time, you, Hillel, did not teach it to me this way. Amalei. So Hillel said to him, how do you know the first time I taught it to you was right? Lav alai didi kasamachta dal. Didn't you just trust in me that it was correct? Dal peh na mismoch alai. When it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, you also have to accept it. In other words, if you're even Torah Shebal Bichsav, there is a level of acceptance. And there's really fundamentally no difference between the acceptance of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav. Shuv Maisa Menachriachan, another story with another Gentile, Shabbat Fnei Shammai. He came in front of Shammai. Amar Lei, the Gentile said to him, Gaireini Amanashalam Deini Kol Tura Kula Kashani Omein Al Regal Achlas. Teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. Dachvo Shammai pushed him Ba'amas Binyan Shebiyado. Rashi explains Amas Habinyan as a stick that was an amma long that was used to measure, like a measuring stick. A ridiculous question. Balif ne Hillel, he came in front of Hillel, Gairei, Hillel converted. Amaloi, da'aloch sani l'chavecho lo savid. Whatever you hate, don't do it to your friend. Zui kala tarikula. This is the entire Torah. Ve'idach perushahu zilgmar. And the rest are mefarshim, and that go and learn. But once you internalize that, you've internalized all of Torah. Of course, on this Gemara, no one would challenge the centrality of Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chavero. On the other hand, Hillel went even further. He called Mad Desani L'Chavrecha as Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi gives two explanations how that could be. Number one, Rashi says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Re'achav Re'avicha Al Tazov. Don't abandon your friend nor the friend of your father. And that the friend of your father refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is also a Re'ah, is also a friend. And therefore, Madisani L'Chavercha includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Hillel's argument applies both to Bein Adam L'Chavero as well as Bein Adam L'Makom. The second Pshat Rashi gives is that it means your chaver mamish, and he says rov of the mitzvos are bein adam l'chavero. Seems according to the first pshat, Rashi tries to make Hillel's statement work according to Kol HaTorah Kula, not only the rov. The second pshat is happy if it is the rov, although tzarech iyun if it's really true that rov hamitzvos are bein adam l'chavero and not bein adam l'makom. Maybe we could explain, and this would work clearly according to Rashi's first pshat, but it's in the Gemara itself, maybe even works in Rashi's second pshat, that the essence and the key in Avodas Hashem is for a person to no longer think about only himself. To open himself up to examine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world and to be sensitive to all parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world. And the best way to refine that is to begin to be sensitive to others. Madasani loch lo sase l'chavrecha. Once a person is not invested in his own selfishness, so then an individual has the ability, we're now in the parshios of Avram Avinu, to find everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. If he's not wrapped up in his own nefesh bahamas, then he'll come to the hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Avram Avinu did. Hence, the moment Mad Allah Sani L'Chavrecha Lo Savid is the moment that a person begins to remove himself from his own selfish perspective, begins to see the world from other perspectives, and the most powerful perspective, the most compelling perspective, the most awesome perspective, the most loving perspective is the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hence, it will bring a person not only to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but as well as to Bein Adam L'Makom. The Gemara continues, Shuv, Ma'isiv Anachri Echad, another story with a Gentile, Shovar Chorei Beis HaMedrash. He was passing by the back of the Beis HaMedrash, the Shama Kol Sefer, and he heard the sound of a Sofer, Sheya Omer, that he was quoting the Pasuk, Ve'ela Abgodim HaSheyatsu, Choshen Ve'efod, the construction of the big day, Kuhuna for the Kohen Gadol. Omer halolami. So this Nachri asked, who wears the Choshen and the Ephod? Omer lo Kohen Gadol. Said for the Kohen Gadol. Omer osanach matzcha. Eilech vizgayer. I want to go and convert. Bishvil shisimuni Kohen Gadol. In order that they should make me a Kohen Gadol. Balifnei Shammai. He came in front of Shammai. Omer legayer reini amnash shetasimeni Kohen Gadol. Convert me in order to make me a Kohen Gadol. Dachvu, Beimes Habinyan Shebiyada. Again, Shama was carrying his big stick, and he pushed him away. Balifnei Hillel Gairit. Hillel converted him. Amalei Kloa Ma'amidim Melech. You don't put someone to be a king. El Mishayodea Tachsisei Malchus. Only someone who knows the appropriate protocol for a king. Leich Lemod Tachsisei Malchus. Let us go and learn the protocol of Malchus. Halach v'kari, they went and they read, Kivin shigi azar karev yumas, that a czar, a foreigner, who's not from Bnei Aharon, will be killed if he does do avod. Amalei mikrazal minemar. He asked Hillel, on whom is this pasuk said? Amalei, afil al derech melech Yisrael, afil al dov melech Yisrael. It said about dov melech Yisrael. Nos oisek ger kavachomer ba'atzmo. And the ger made a kal v'chomer by himself. Uma Yisrael shenik rubanu la'makom. Kla Yisrael is the children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Umitoch ava shavim karlem b'ni b'char Yisrael. And they're referred to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved b'char Kla Yisrael. Ksiv aleyem the Torah says v'azara karev imas. Hakal shebob makolo b'tamilo alachas kam v'kamo. Someone who's coming with his stick and his backpack, in other words, referring to himself, Alachas kamakama, certainly he cannot serve as Kohen Gadol. Maybe we can understand Makala Tamil the way we would express in English today. He comes with all his package, all his baggage. With that type of baggage, he's not rightly to be a Kohen Gadol. If David isn't, certainly someone with a lot of Nachri baggage would not be able to. What a brilliant way that Hillel brought the Ger to the appropriate answer. He didn't try to preach to him, but he tried to bring him himself, the individual himself, to that conclusion. The Ger now returned to Shammai. We will read the Gemara as the way the Maharsha explains it. The Ger came back to Shammai and said, I can't be a Kohen Gadol, and you should have told me. You should have just told me the Pasuk that I can't be a Kohen Gadol. Bolifnei Hillel came in front of Hillel. Amalei, he said to him, Anavasan el Hillel, Yunuchu lecha brachos al roshcha. All the brachos should be put on your head. Shikraftani tachas kanfei hashchina, that he brought me closer to the wings of the Shechina. Liyam nizdav gushoshan malkamecha, there was a time that the three of them were brought to one place. Amru, all three of these who had this experience, they said, Kapten Ursa shel Shammai, bikshu l'tardanu min olam, the harshness of Shammai wanted to chase us away from the world. And v'sunusar shel Hillel, kirvanu tachas kanfei hashchina. The humility of Hillel brought us closer. What a musar for us parents. And if one is zocha also to be some type of educator, that the anivus of Hillel is what brings people closer to the Shechina. Gemara continues, Amar Shlakish v'shlakish lot. My dechsev, what is the pasuk Yeshayo mean? V'haya emunas itecha chaysen Yeshua's Chachmas Vidas. This is a beautiful drush of Chazal, that these six things refer to different parts of Torah. Emunas zeh seder zrayim. Emuna refers to seder zrayim. Rashi explains that when a person is mekayim the mitzvahs of zrayim, he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, and despite the fact he's mafrish, maisros. Itecha refers to zmanim. Ze Seder Moed, it refers to Seder Moed. Chosen Ze Seder Nashim. Rashi explains that It's chosen is lashon yerusha, which comes through having a wife. Then one has yarshim. Women create yarshim. Yeshua's zeh seder nezikin refers to nezikin torts. Rashi explains that it's a Yeshua because it saves you from damage. It seems from Rashi the way in which a person should be careful in being ethical according to Torah in Bein Adam L'Chaveru is to learn nezikin. Chachmas zeh seder kachim. Chachma refers to kachim. Das zeh taharis. Das refers to haris. Vafilu hachi, but nevertheless, yiras Hashem hi otzara, the yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is his otzer. In other words, Pasuk here describes vahayim unis techas Yeshua's chachmas vedas, but concludes yiras Hashem hi otzara, that without yiras Shemayim, he could have all the six sedarim, but it won't last. Last night in our 10-minute Musar in the Grus Kolol in YU Israel, we spoke about the importance in the context of Parshas Vayera of Yiras Shemayim preceding anything else, both the learning of Torah and any other ethical or philosophical inquiry. Gemara continues, Amar Rava, B'shar Shemachnisin Adam L'din, when they take a person into din after 120 and his neshama goes up to Shemayim, Amar Rava, they say to him the following questions. Nasatov and Nasasa Bemuna, the first question was his honesty. Kavati itim l'Torah, do you set aside time for Torah? Asakta b'piri of Rivia, did you attempt to have children? Notice, doesn't say kiyamta, but rather if he attempted, if he was osek in it. Tzipisa l'Yeshua, whether he looked and aspired towards Yeshua. Pilpalta b'chachma, were you mefalpel in the chachmas ha-Torah? Hevanta davar mitoch davar, did you infer one thing from the next? Vafilu hachi, iryars Hashem otzaro in. If Yiras Shemayim is in his treasure house, then he's going to be set. Ilolo, but if he doesn't have that, then he's in trouble. Mashallah Adam, Shem L'Shlucha, Hela Li Korchit in La'aliyah, take a measurement of a kor of wheat up to the attic. Halach Ve'elolo, he went and he did it for him. Amale, Iravtali Behen Kav Chumtin, did you mix into it also the shaft? Amale, Lav. Then he said, no. Amalei mutam lo elisa, it's better than you hadn't brought it up at all. Rashi explains that the chaff actually protects the wheat because it absorbs the moisture that would damage the wheat, and if one does not have the thing that absorbs the moisture, then it damages the wheat to the point that it will damage also the house itself. Mutam lo elisa. This dovetails beautifully with the Gemara in Kedushin, that Torah is a sam, zocha lo, if he zocha nasalo sam chaim, lo zocha nasalo sam hamavis. That without Yiras Shemayim, the Torah could actually be poison, it could actually destroy, it could actually be negative if a person has it without Yiras Shemayim. Very, very powerful lesson for us when we're ordering our day to think about, are we setting aside time for Yiras Shemayim as well, or are we just trying to get the completion of our learning, finish us to do the daf yomi, but to really work on ourselves, that the daf yomi should really affect us, we need to set aside time. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. You could listen up to sichos musar on Yiras Shemayim. That's so important. Tana devei Reb Yishma. Ma'ariv adam kav chomtin bikur shotvua. A person is allowed to mix a weight of a kav of chaff into a core of tvua, and he doesn't have to worry about cheating the person because the opposite, based on what we said before, you're helping the person. Person who has Torah but does not have Yiras Shemayim, it's like a secretary that you give him the keys for the inside, but you didn't give him the keys for the outside. In other words, he has all the keys for the specialness of Torah, but he needs to be able to have shaychus to Torah, to come into the door. The way you come into the door is with Yiras Shemayim. Bahai Ayil, how is he going to get in without the keys for the outside? Nevesh HaChaim in Shar Dal uses this Gemara as a source that Sifrei Yira and Sifrei Moser are absolutely critical in a person's acquisition of Torah, but they should not be confused with amelus b'Torah itself, working in Torah itself. Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out from our Gemara, we see that the Sifrei Yira and the Sifrei Musar are there to make sure that one's Torah is pure, and it is a Sam HaChaim. However, for a person to learn Sifrei Yira and Sifrei Musar, and without the standard amelus of the Masorah of Torah itself, through the six Siddurim that we mentioned before, ultimately he is only then getting the chaff and not getting the wheat. Reb Yane had a beautiful mashal to describe someone who learns Torah without Yiras Shamayim. Rachu is Reb Yane, chaval al deles ledarta vitara ledar savid. Woe is it to a person, chaval on a person, who builds a beautiful gateway, entranceway to a chatzer, but he doesn't build the actual courtyard. The Torah is the shar for a person to go inside to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he built the shar without actually doing anything to build the chatzer. Amar Rav Yehuda loy bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu esad lama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created his world kedei shiyuru milfanav, in order that his creations should have fear in front of him. As the Pasuk in Kohelet says, V'alekim asa shiyuru milfanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it so that they should have fear in front of him. Rab Simon Rabbi Lazar have a yasvi. Rab Simon Rabbi Lazar were sitting. Cholif va'azel Rab Yaakov Bar Acha. Rab Yaakov Bar Acha passed them. Amel Echad Echavrei, one said to the other, Niku mikmei de gavra de chil chatonhu. Let us stand up in front of this person because he has chil. Chil means fear of Avera. Amelei, the other one say, let us stand up in front of him because he is literally a man of light. In other words, he's a man who has the light of Torah. I said that he's someone who's afraid of Averus. And you say, that he's a man of Torah? In other words, Bar Oryan pales in comparison from someone who's chil de chitin. The Gemara concludes, the stein to Rabbi Lazar who damar de gavar de chil chaton. It was Rabbi Lazar who held that he was an individual out of fear of sin. Damar Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Lazar, ain la la kosh baruch hu alamo, elo yir shemayim bilvad, because Rabbi Lazar is the Baal Memra who says the only thing that is significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those who have yiras Shemaim, Shneemar, it's a befer shepasuk. Vata Yisrael, Ma Hashem lekecha, Shol meimach, Kiim liyuras Hashem lekecha. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu asks of us one thing, and that is to fear. Muksiv, Ayomer laAdam, pasuk in Iyov says, Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma, as well that yiras Shemaim is chachma. Loshon Hein is the only thing. Shekein, Beloshon Yivani, similar to in Greek, Karn Achas Hein. Achas is called Hein. The only thing of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one thing, is Yerushalayim. To Stayim, it's a proof there was a Rabbi Lazar who said, don't tell me that he is a Ben Torah, that he is someone who is a Talmud Chacham. What's greater is that he has Yiras Chet. Darsh Rav Ula Darsh Nechsiv Al Tarshi Harbe. Don't be very wicked. Chazal are very much bothered. Harbe Udula Lershia. Homiat Lershia. It seems that you could be a little bit wicked. The Gemara doesn't understand at all the way Rav Allah explained the pasuk in Kohel Zayin. Elamish ochol shum. Someone who eats garlic for reichon odef and his breath is bad. Yatsvi ochol shum acher. He should eat more garlic. In other words, if he's done aver, now he should do two averas, and his breath should be even worse. Vei reichon odef. So what does it mean? Ella suggests the Gemara, the pshat is not that a person should be a little bit of a rasha, Ella mishachol shum, someone who ate a little bit of garlic, v'reicho nodev, and gave himself bad breath. In other words, someone who did an aveira, and he tainted himself, yachzer, v'yochal shum acher, should he make himself have more bad breath, v'hei reicho nodev, and he should become a rasha harbis, that's the pasuk, al tarshia harbis. Darsh Rava bar Rav Ula. Rav Ula darshin. My dichse, what does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? That says, ki ein chartzubas lemoisam uvari ulam. The literal meaning of the pasuk is that chartzubas is kesher, that the wicked, that's what the subject of the pasuk in Tehillim is describing, do not have any yisurim, and they die healthy. David HaMelech is decrying that the Rishayim have life good. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayin l'Rishayim she'en charadim v'atzam yom ha-misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's not enough that the Rishayim don't have fear from the day of death, elishib libam barilan kulam, yet their heart is as confident as an ulam. In other words, their heart is as broad as a large palace. Chazal used the expression of a lev rachav and a lev mitzumtzam. A heart that's broad is relaxed. The way in which Chazal are darshining and pasuk is what's called the lashon of notrikin. They're understanding, they're putting together chartzuvas as a combination of two words. Charadin v'atzavim. Ein charadin v'atzavim. Ein chartzuvas. That's how Rava darshan. Vayinu dam Rabba, and that's what Rabba taught. My dechsev, what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean? Ze darkom kesel lamo. This is their way. It is the way of folly. Yodin risham shedarkom lemisa. They know that their way is to misa. V'yesh lahem chelev al ksalam. And they have fat on top of their kidneys. In other words, they're blocked from thinking things through. Shema tomer shichai mehen. And if you say it's that they are an ones that they forgot, Hamalom v'achareim b'fiim yirtzu sela, then the asid they will be punished, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not consider them a shog. Our Gemara now goes back to our Mishnah that discussed the halachos of extinguishing a candle, as we saw on Chavtes on the base. You might want to turn back over there, where the Mishnah said that if a person extinguishes a candle in order to not be seen, then the halacha is that it's potter aval aser. If he did it because he wanted the wick, so then, or wanted the shard, then in such a case you're chayiv. And Rabbi Yossi says that you're potter in all cases except for a wick because he wants the charcoal. Now, our Gemara is going to analyze what is behind Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Analyzes the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, keman svirle. Who is Rabbi Yossi following? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, if he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa is Chayv. Let's review from what we discussed on Chav Tesam and Beis. And this is spelled out in Rashi on our Amud that we have machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whether Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa is Chayv. According to Rashi, the definition of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa means that one is doing an act which is prohibited al pi dinei Torah. It's one of the 39 Malachos, but the result is not a positive result, but he's doing the action in order to remove a negative. So, for example, we had in the Reisha of our Mishnah, someone who extinguished a candle in order not to be seen. He doesn't want to create anything positive, he just doesn't want the light, he wants to remove something that is now negative for him. So, says the Gemara, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then you should be chayiv in many of the cases of our Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yossi say he's only going to be chayiv for wanting to make a wick? V'kreb Shimon Svirle, and if he holds like Reb Shimon, psila nami li potter, he should be potter even if he just wants to have the wick. Rashi explains that in this stage of the Gemara understands that the extinguishing itself is still a malacha shein tzrich legufa, is not anything positive. This individual would have rather there had never been a fire at all, and he would rather just have the wick. The fact that he's extinguishing is just to remove the negative of the fire, so the wick won't be destroyed. Amar ula laylem k'Rabbi Yehuda svirlei. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. We had asked that he should hold that many of the other cases in our Mishnah should also be chayiv. For example, kechos al hashemen or kechos al haner, that he wants to hold on to the candle or the oil. Because some Rav Yossi, but nevertheless Rav Yossi holds that you're not going to be chayiv in those cases. Soser al menas livnos mekomo havi soser. Only if someone destroys to build something on the same place is there an iser d'oraisa of soser. Menas livnos shalobim komo. But if he destroys something and he wants to build it again, but in a different place, lo yavi soiser. In such a case, that is not the malacha of soiser. For that reason, the only time in regards to kibui, which is could be equated to soiser, because both of them are destroying in order to be able to light again. So if an individual is going to be mechabe in order to use the shemen somewhere else. That's like soser, amanas livnos b'makom acher. And then the halacha is that you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah. However, if he's mechabe the psila, then he's going to be dolek ba'osa makom. He wants to use the psila in the same place, because ultimately the psila will be used. It will be lit again on the wick itself, ba'osa makom. So in such a case, if you follow through with the notion of Saisa Amnas Livnos B'Mekoimai, if you accept that idea, so then in such a case, the only time you'll be Chayiv when it comes to Chasal Aner, Chasal Hashem, and Chasal Psila will be a case of Chasal Psila, because if he's either Chasal Aner or Chasal Hashem, then that is like Saisa Amnas Livnos B'Makom Acher. Analyzes Rabba. Amale Rabba Michti, Kom Lachos Efinlam Mishkan. We learn all the melachos out from the Mishkan. V'hasam, and when it came to Mishkan, Saisam Naslivna Shlobim Koimayhu, they destroyed with the intention not to build in the exact same place. So this whole idea that Saisam Naslivna is Dafka Mim Koimay seems to contradict the rules of the Mishkan itself. Amalei, they responded to Rabba, Shani Hasan, there it's different. Kivin Dechsiv, Api Hashem Nachanu, since it's the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, it's as if they rebuilt in the exact same place. There are different perushim in the Rishonim and Achronim of what is the Gemara's teretz over here. The Gemara is saying that because it's al pi Hashem yachanu, then it's considered livnois b'mekoimai. Take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the pshat is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to take down, then he could have just as well tell them to build in the exact same place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them what to do. They didn't have intention to build somewhere else. They intended to build wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to build, and it could very well be that it would be in the exact same place. So therefore, it's not Almanas Livnos Makom Acher, it's Soser Almanas Livnos, and where it is becomes a technicality that they're not aware of, so therefore it's not considered B'Makom Acher. Shvisas HaShavas is quoted in the name of the Arizal as saying that every place in the Midbar that Klal Yisrael rested had a din of Avira Deretz Yisrael and Migdash, and it was considered one place that was Kolel all of the Midbar. It's B'Makom Echad. Rabbi Yochanan had an entirely different take on this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo'ilim K'Rabbi Shimon Svirle, really, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is going within Rabbi Shimon. The Amalacha Shein Tzichel was Potter. Aye, then why by Psila Yichayiv? Maishna Psila? Why is Psila Chayiv if he's just removing a negative and not creating a positive? Kida Amar Rav Amnuna, as Rav Amnuna taught, V'itemer Vad Barava, Hacha Psila, Shetzarech Le'evhava Askinan. We're talking about a wick that requires a fire to sorch it in order for it to be entirely functional. Dibahi, when it comes to that type of psila, I feel Rabbi Shimon mode. Then Rabbi Shimon would say, you're not only removing a negative, you're creating a positive. The kamasake mana, when you're extinguishing it, you're actually making the wick able to work. Amarava dekanami diktani, shuaisa pecham, lektani, mipnation nasis pecham. The lashon of the Mishnah is that he intends to make it a charcoal, and not that it will become a charcoal. If it's something that memela happens, that it is a charcoal, but that wasn't his motivation, so then in such a case, that is a melacha shein etzricha legufa. See the achronim that discuss what here is the difference between a melacha shein etzricha legufa and a davar shein emeskavik. It is a melacha shein etzricha legufa because that is not his motivation. There's nothing positive that he's doing, he just wants to save the wick. And it happens to be that it becomes a functional charcoal. But over here, when a person puts out such a wick, it's osa pechom. His intention is to make it now a usable wick, because it was not usable until it's scorched, and therefore, the individual is over the Yisod HaRais of Tikkun Mona, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and the fact that it's a melacha, shein etzricha legufa, is not correct, because his intention is to get something positive out of this wick that beforehand wasn't usable, and now, after the extinguishing, is usable. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Lamed Aleph in Meseches Shabbos, and we now go on to the halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem, our halacha topic for Daf Lamed Aleph is the topic of Binyan L'sha'a, constructing something that might qualify as boneh, but it being temporary. How do we paskin on that discussion? And in practical terms, what's the halacha in regards to using Lego and other items like that on Shabbos? Normally, when we do a halacha topic from the daily daf, we try to find the topic of the daf in the Shulchan Aruch. This is one of those cases where going to the Shulchan Aruch will not be that effective. In fact, we have to start with a Shailos Tshuva Sefer. The Chassam Sefer in Aruch Chaim, Tshuva Ayin Beis, is medayik for our Gemara, an important halacha. And many poskim use this approach to the Chassam Sefer halacha lemaisa, even though it's not clear that we could find a direct raya to it from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and for that matter, the Mishnah Berurah. Our Gemara had told us that there is an opinion that holds that the only time Soyser al Manas Livnois is Chayiv, if you destroy a building in order to build it, again, that you're going to be Chayiv is if you build in the same place. The Gemara asks, what about the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, which is the source for all Malachos Shabbos, they would deconstruct it and then build it in another place. That must prove that Soser al Manas Livnos Shalomim Komo is Chayiv. The Gemara answers and says, no, the Pasuk al Pi Hashem Yachanu, that since it was dependent on the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered Soser al Manas Livnos B'mekomo. Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Teretz of the Gemara, that since the taking down of the Mishkan was not done intentionally to build another place, it was done to bring it wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be brought, and wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be built again. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that he wants to build it in the same spot, that's what they would do. They were not taking it down never to be built again from that spot. They were taking it down to build it again by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he would say it. And therefore, it was so, Sar al Manas Livnos, Bechol Makom Sheyesh. That's what it seems is the Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel. And therefore, it's considered B'makom HaZegam, even in that place as well. For our Halacha L'maisa application, the Yerushalmi, in Perek, in the end of Perek Klal Gadol, seems to use the idea of Rabbeinu Chananel, according to one opinion there, for an important Halacha L'maisa application in regards to Binyan L'shah. Yerushalmi asks a different question of how you could learn from the Mishkan. As the Yerushalmi, v'lav l'shah haya, was it not l'shah? To which the Gemara says, no, it wasn't l'shah, because it was al-pi ha-dibur. Everything was dependent on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when they rested, they were resting forever until HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command them otherwise. Very similar to the idea that we have also in Rabbeinu Chananel and Aruch Gemara, that it's not being entirely removed from that place, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu might decide that we should put it back in that place. It's not l'sha, because the Lashon Gemara is al-pi ha-dibur, k'ma ha-yishayu chaynim la'olam. It was all dependent on the word of Hashem, and when they put the Mishkan down, then it was there la'olam until HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell them otherwise. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Ayin Beis says, based on the fact that our Gemara quotes this notion, al-pi Hashem yachnu v'al-pi Hashem yiso, that it makes the construction of the Mikdash as being a construction that's la'olam. In other words, our Gemara uses the fact that it's a divine command to say that the Mishkan was different, and to say normally, as the Yerushalmi had said, that Binyan L'shah would not be considered a Binyan. The Chassam Sofer claims that by using the same Pasuk, the Gemara is substantiating that opinion in the Yerushalmi. If that's so, the Chassam Sofer claims that we paskin Binyan L'shah lav Binyan, and the Mishkan in our Sugya is different because the Mishkan could be in any place, and for the Sugya in the Yerushalmi, the Mishkan is not an example of Binyan L'shah because the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kavua. But if someone else was taking up and down a tent, and there it wasn't Al-Pi Tzivui Hashem, then constructing the tent, if he knew it was going to move, would be considered a Binyan L'shah. It's for this reason the Chassam Sofer concludes, in contradistinction to the opinion of the Noda B'Yehuda, who writes in Madura Basra Simin Lamed that the opening of an umbrella would constitute an Isur D'Oraisa, the Chassam Sofer says that even if it is Bone, it's Binyan L'shah and would not be an Isur D'Oraisa. Ultimately, the Chassam Sofer is not matir opening an umbrella, but he claims that it should be ostensibly mutter from the side of Binyan L'shah. Ultimately, he comes out the Chumrah for other technical reasons. Now, there are some Achronim that disagree with the Chassam Sofer. We'll just give you Mar Mekomos, the Or Sameach in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis and Hilchos Shabbos, as well as the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Binyan Olam. Chama Vadya quotes many of them in his Tshuvas, Yechaves Das, Chelik Dalid, Simin Nun Hei, and Simin Nun Vav. But at the end of the day, Chacham Avadya, as well as the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yugimel, goes with this approach as well. The Sefer Gedulas Mordechai quoted in an excellent Likud Sefer Yisodei Halacha in Simin Yud, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Gedulas Mordechai, suggests a pshara in the Machlokis Hachronim that emerges for the Chassam Sofer from how we read our Gemara, and that is that since there is the opinion that we paskin like in Shin Yud Dal Mi'ikur Dedina Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, so then at least in Kelim there's a lot of room to be makil. Because even if we're going to say that this opinion of Binyan L'Shah is incorrect, nevertheless, even by Kelim, where despite the fact that we have certain caveats and we don't paskin Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim at a sof, nevertheless Mi'ikur Dedina, we pass game binyan v'stira b'kelim. Hence, there's room to be makel when it comes to things that are not mechuba l'karka vis-a-vis binyan l'sha'a. Hence, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the older editions, Perek Tez Zayin Os Yud Ches, Sak is presented in the following parva manner. Einlim noas he yeladim, a person doesn't have to hold back children, milivnos bikubiot uba avne pela, al kol minehem. From what I understand, avne pela also includes Lego as well. Avalim yesh tzorach lechaberes hachalokim bebragim o letokam, zebeze heitev osur. If there needs to be screwing done, then that, we know, is an iser. Any time that there is the screwing of pieces, that's midrabbanan, because it's domeh to the actual bone itself. However, if pieces don't have to be screwed in such a case, the halach is one does not need to stop children. In the footnote, in the previous edition, footnote Nun Gimel, in the end of the day, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a concern with the lashon k'tzas yesh lodun, then maybe he says maybe this is different. Kivan she'ena avanim mechubaro zu lezu, since they're not attached as one unit, when it comes to avnei pela sheregil lasas ben tzura shonos, every time you make it into a different construct, right? The child one day wants to make a large house, and then one day a tall building. Therefore, efshar d'chashuv kol pam ka'osa davar mechadash. For that reason, one should consider it every time as if they're doing a new construct, and for some reason, Reb Shlomo Zalman thought that would be a problem. When discussing this with Reb Nevinzal Shlita, Reb Nevinzal, of course, will never disagree with Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he felt that the original psak should stand, and the reason he thought it should, he quoted to me, was because it qualifies as binyan l'shah. So it seems that poskim today will use, based on our Gemara, the heter of binyan l'shah, that if it's something that is normally made and taken apart, we saw that Gedulas Mordechai is not willing to do that when we have real bona that's at stake when it's mechuber l'karka. In regards to binyan v'stira b'kelim, because there are many instances that we are machmir in binyan v'stira b'kelim, if it's a binyan l'shah, the poskim will be mekel, and we saw in the Shmir Shabbos where he's me'ikar d'dina mekel when it comes to Lego. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Lamed Aleph.